It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources awarded 10 programs, businesses, and organizations for their innovation and excellence in recycling. We'll learn more about the winners and what we can do to participate in America Recycles Day. Does your business or neighborhood take a unique approach to recycling? Tell us your story. What questions do you have about the recycling process? 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org, or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Three great ways to get in touch this morning. Jennifer Simroe is the Waste Reduction and Diversion Coordinator with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Jennifer, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me, and happy America Recycles Day.
Well, and same to you. I expect that there's a greeting card for this, right, or not? Maybe not.
Maybe not. There could be. I think Hallmark has a lot of different cards, but no, it's just something that we celebrate in the recycling industry.
Well, I hope that if there is a card, that it's A, made of recycled materials, and B, can be recycled itself. Let's talk about the Wisconsin Recycling Excellence Award. What's the goal of this program?
Sure. Well, this program has been in existence since 2012, when the DNR wanted to recognize communities that were achieving outstanding efforts in their recycling program. So it was really based on data that was submitted to the department by communities on an annual basis. And we took a look at those who showed improvements and things of that nature. Since that time, we've expanded the program to allow communities to nominate themselves, other organizations and businesses, to again recognize unique, innovative, and outstanding efforts in the recycling and waste diversion arena.
How did this get started?
So as I mentioned, we were trying to recognize programs that were going above and beyond and improving their recycling program. And so we wanted to create a recognition program that would allow us to not only recognize those communities, but when they were doing something innovative, share their stories so that others could learn from them.
Well, let's talk about some of the winners. There are four types of awards. One of the winners of the Projects and Initiatives Award was Milwaukee Zoological Gardens. What did they do that was innovative?
So as you would probably expect, a zoo produces a lot of waste, and a lot of that waste is animal manure. And so herbivores, when they produce manure, you are able to capture that material and, instead of sending it to the landfill, send it to a composting operation. And so that is what they investigated and did. They're working with Blue Ribbon Organics to divert that waste. The zoo has over 3,000 animals, and just one elephant alone produces hundreds of pounds of waste per day. So by diverting this material to a composting operation instead of the landfill, they are saving tons of waste each year.
Some of the awards went to organizations that found ways to recycle different types of waste. How did one of the winners find a sustainable way to recycle shingles, for example?
Yes, Badger Materials Recycling was the winner in that category, and they worked with partners Wolf, MCC, and Tri-County, and they've established a network, an infrastructure network across the state, primarily in the eastern and southern parts of Wisconsin, where they have four different locations where they collect shingles. They've also been very proactive in their educational outreach on that program because shingle recycling is unique. You need to do a bit more education and outreach to make sure that the materials that you're receiving are of sufficient quality. And so they really invested in that educational component of the program. So those were different areas that we wanted to recognize. The shingles that are collected are actually ground and used then in asphalt.
So we're talking with Jennifer Simroe, the Waste Reduction and Diversion Coordinator with Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. It is America Recycles Day, and the DNR is handing out awards. Jennifer, educating the public, as you point out, is a large part of ensuring an effective recycling program. Tell us what the Helfenstein Group Council Helfenstein Soup Council in Green Bay did to win an innovation award.
Yes, they are a very unique organization, a nonprofit that is based in Green Bay, but they service many counties throughout Wisconsin. And they look at different materials, not as a waste, but as a resource. And so they conduct various workshops where they will teach their participants how to use scrap materials in innovative ways. So they've done things such as taking scrap wood and making it into birdhouses and signs. They create cat toys from burlap. They've made purses from blue jeans. We mentioned greeting cards with America Recycles Day. They do use reclaimed paper to make greeting cards. So doing some very unique things with materials that you wouldn't traditionally put in your recycling container but can be repurposed. And they hold workshops where they invite attendees in and spread this mantra of reduce, reuse, recycle. And their submittal indicated that attendees have gone away inspired to rethink about the waste they produce.
Let's take a call from William in Frederick. Frederick, my wife's hometown. William, go ahead.
Yes, good morning, John. A couple comments. I'm a volunteer up at the American Bird Combiner Ski Race. And we had a meeting last night, and we were talking about they're looking down the future at doing more and more recycling every year. And they generate, just as an example, they generate about 98,000 paper cups for the Birkebeiner ski race. And so they're looking at ways of reducing that and getting into more recycling type of efforts for big events like that.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, how is this an example of some of the innovative ideas you're seeing around Wisconsin, big events, thinking about, hey, what do we do with all these paper cups?
Yes, we did actually honor a program, Hilltopper Refuse and Disposal Services in La Crosse, the Onalaska area, for innovation in special events recycling. They've actually gone so far as to hire and bring on a designated staff person to look at event recycling and how they could improve that at events in the La Crosse area, because event recycling is especially challenging. You have people who may not be familiar with your local program because they've come in from out of town. The materials that are generated at an event are not always the same as what you would generate on a typical day. So they do have some challenges. Paper cups are, in truth, a challenging material. Oftentimes they have a layer of plastic, of a poly that helps, you know, the cup maintain its integrity. So there are limited markets for paper cup recycling. Some paper mills are able to take them, but not all. So if that is something that you'd like to look at in your local area, you should check with your recycling processing facility to see if they can take that material.
Schools are getting involved in this as well. Tell us about how Eagle River Elementary School revamped their school recycling program.
Thanks, yes. Eagle River Elementary School created a Earth Club where they're really getting their students involved in the recycling effort. There they actually have students that meet weekly and sort recyclables, so they really get an understanding of how to separate out different materials from one another, which is key when you are marketing those items. They've also done some innovative things with collecting non-traditional materials, so they have a program where you can recycle markers and crayons, for instance, or juice pouches, and they send those to a particular company that will repurpose those and recycle them. So they've been, again, really helping instill this in our youth, which we think is very important. It starts young, and if you can get children interested in recycling, that will continue through their life.
How can folks get involved in and participate in America Recycles Day?
Sure. There's a number of ways to do so. Certain areas of the state are holding events today, and you can learn more about local events by going to the National America Recycles Day website, which is easy to remember, americarecyclesday.org. Also, if you're just interested in seeing what's happening at the national level, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, is hosting an America Recycles Day Summit in Washington, D.C. This event will actually be live streamed on EPA's Facebook page, and their Facebook page is facebook.com/EPA. That event is this afternoon from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern time. Mm-hmm. And it's going to start with a press event, and then there will be a discussion on some of recycling's challenges and successes.
All right. Jennifer Simrow, Waste Reduction and Diversion Coordinator with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Jennifer, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, John.
I'm John Munson. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.